Boom! We're live.
Are we?
We are live. I'm pretty sure we're live. I'm the producer, and I don't know exactly what I'm doing.
You may have messed it up, but if you're watching, welcome to the first official emergency meeting.
Thunder in Your Heart, which was the song I chose. Tristan wasn't 100% sure on it.
That was my song. Don't take credit for my song choice.
It was 100% my choice.
What? We've been on our podcast for like 10 seconds and you're already lying to the people. No, listen, let's not...
I am the producer!
You can't just ruin the podcast. Before I get to your terrible skills as a producer, there's no need to play the intro three times. Can I just say, this is our first time at a professional podcast studio. No expense was spared. Why are you wearing a robe?
You said dress up.
Yeah, dress up. I'm wearing a tailored suit from Savile Row, London. You're wearing a robe.
I'm wearing Versace.
You have Versace suits.
Yeah, but I've got Versace on. I'm looking fresh. I got Versace. What more do you need? It's Versace.
You look like a jackass, and I think everyone at home watching you completely agrees with me.
Insult me again, I dare you. Go and say something.
You're gonna... As the second half of this podcast.
Who's the producer
of
the show?
I'm uninterested in doing this show.
I'm the producer.
Why do you have sound effects?
I'm a G. While we're here, I actually need the audience's help because I'm deciding my new nickname. Because I don't let females call me Andrew. I find that insulting. It's like, no, you have to call me either... I used to be called Up Top Boss. They come and say, Up Top Boss, do you want coffee?
No one's ever said this.
Every single girl has me saved in her phone as Up Top Boss. Now, maybe start getting my phone out and prove it. But I'm thinking of changing my name to Top G.
You, no one has ever called you any of these things.
The girls call me Up Top Boss or Top G. So we need to vote. Your smoke is going to smoke out the whole camera. We bought cameras.
And oh, no, they might not see your beautiful robe.
Yeah, my beautiful robe. You're going to smoke it all out.
So I can see what you're doing. Don't press that.
Vote and tell me, do the girls call me Up Top Boss or Top G?
How are you gonna count this vote?
Press one for Up Top Boss.
Oh, people need to like
type in the chat.
People have to like press the like button or something.
Like button. They already like us. Now, how many likes we got?
Doesn't it help like the algorithm or something? You're the producer. I don't know.
I'm the producer. Exactly. G.
I see a lot more ones than twos.
So up top boss or top G? Because I think
like, a lot more ones, bro.
So I'm up top boss.
I mean, there's lots of. Well, now the twos are flooding in.
I might have to mix it up between the hoes. Like half of them call me up top boss, half of them call me top G.
Is this what people tuned in to?
This is our podcast. What else do you think we're gonna talk about? I'm the producer, bro. I got buttons. Don't mess with me. Say something. I'll come at you. You don't even know what I've got.
I'll go. Why don't you show us? Because I have had nothing to do with this setup. My setup was get dressed and light a cigar.
I got dressed.
You didn't.
I got dressed.
Now, while you were not getting dressed, what were you working on? Can you at least show us so we're prepared to know what this podcast has to offer?
Sure. I have.
Luke's not even here.
Exactly. But you doubt my skills as producer, but I've been working on the ability to control cams remotely. So maybe not in this episode, but in an upcoming episode, we'll be able to call Luke's phone FaceTime. And when he answers, it will go live on the podcast. You won't even know he's live on the podcast. And then I can ask him where his fucking spacesuit is in front of everybody.
Will get him.
He'll have to accept it.
I'm impressed. The robe's worth it now.
See?
What's with all these cameras here?
Oh, yeah. You?
Nice.
Us? Me. I got the fucking flex cam for the broke boys. 62 carats of diamonds. I got the flex cam.
It actually works because you wear your Rit watch on the right. I wear mine on the left, so my camera sees mine.
I got more than that, bro. I just have to find my things because I don't know where they are. But let me find them and I'll show you what I have for my flex cam. I have something. I just have to find it.
Why is there not flashing letters saying flex cam when it flashes towards you?
Listen, bro. I'm new to this. All right? I don't have that, but I do have this. I've been flexing on the broke boys. Flexing on them, flexing on them. I've been flexing on the broke boys. Flexing on them, flexing on them. Okay. So I've got something. So I can flex on the broke boy, bam. Get the watch out. I might wear a different watch every episode. A different diamond watch every episode. Because I'm a G like that. So we got that. We got...
That's me saying emergency me. Can you put the camera back on?
Oh, so you want to be on camera now?
A little bit.
I am master of the show.
Look, this is a real call out for anybody who is a qualified producer. I'm now hiring.
I'm producer.
You got me.
I'm gonna stay producer. No one's gonna be producer but me for this whole show. It doesn't matter if it slows it down, doesn't matter if I don't know what I'm doing, doesn't matter. I am the producer. That's the plan. And even though we could hire the best producer in the world because money isn't real.
All right. No, you're passing the interview. I put a call out and you are, you're nailing it. I have to say, you're nailing this interview. You know what? The job is yours.
So you admit I'm the best producer.
You're hired.
Do you admit I'm the best producer?
I admit that you absolutely smoked the interview, but you played the intro way too many times. But it turns out the people who are actually broadcasting to can't hear them.
Wait. Everything's wrong. I can fix this. Give me a second. I can fix this. I actually can fix this.
You actually can't. Okay.
I can. Okay, we're back. Wait.
They say my mic isn't as loud as yours.
Who says that? Come say it again.
Just turn my mic up.
If you don't like how I produce the show, either come say something or log off.
Turn my mic up.
1 second. Let's see if they can hear our sound effects first. Can you hear this, people?
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Can they hear the sound effects? Because if so, we got to do all this again, talk about the sound effects. Can they hear the sound effects?
Can you hear the sound effects, people?
Woo!
Yes. A resounding yes.
Do I have the job again? So we have to start the whole show again.
All right.
So you agree we're starting everything again?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Emergency Me.
So we're back. So what were you saying? So we all go through the sound effects again because they didn't understand the sound effects. So.
All right. Welcome to Emergency Meeting. Andrew has been setting a lot of things up while he hasn't been getting dressed and hasn't been making any effort on his looks or his beard or his suit. He's just showed up in a robe. It turns out he was actually doing some work, which is interesting. And I was slightly impressed, even though no one else heard it. So to all of our 3,000 viewers, by the way, hit the like button, everybody. He is going to debut the Emergency Meeting sound effects. Let's go.
Yeah, so when I was talking earlier about going to Luke live, we play this.
You're not wearing your fucking spacesuit.
Because he never fucking wears it.
You know, I mean, I haven't once ever seen him wear a spacesuit.
Are you even allowed to smoke on YouTube?
This is my house. I'm allowed to smoke in my house. It's just going to give us some age restriction. No under 18s. I don't want under 18s watching me anyway.
True.
I don't care about views or monetization.
True, we don't need those things.
Got to smoke.
Money isn't real.
See how I'm prepared. You can just talk at random, and I guarantee I have the right button to press that will fit in. Say something.
I bet you don't.
I do. Say something.
No, because you've already got something lined up.
Woo!
That's...
Emergency meeting.
Fucking amateurs.
Haram.
I'm a G.
I'm a G. I'm up top boss.
That's the plan.
I mean, I've done well.
You've done kind of well.
I've done it.
This is the best podcast since the beginning of human time, apparently.
It is.
According to people on the comment section. These chats are coming in super fast. I cannot keep up with this. That's supposed to be my job.
So you're failing your job.
So I'm just gonna smoke instead.
So my job's good, and I'm doing my job. And
I quit.
And you're failing.
I quit. I don't care.
All right. So we're going to start this podcast. We have a few things we could talk about. We could talk about why we use emergency meetings.
Yeah.
Or, for no reason whatsoever, just because I don't want the internet to forget, I just want to say Jack Murphy.
this was not part of today's agenda or script.
It is. Jack Murphy. If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, but is that all we're gonna say?
Yeah, Jack Murphy. I'm not gonna say nothing else. Do your own research. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say. I have so much cool stuff to show people. What should I show them?
Can we just actually talk to them for a while?
About what?
But that's what the podcast is for, isn't it?
Let's talk about how I, myself, freed the world from restrictions. You don't know it was me?
Yeah, it wasn't you. The world isn't free of restrictions.
Most of the world is starting to free up because on day one, when they tried to lock everyone down, I got in the Lambo and put on a gas mask and went for it. Like, I found the virus. No, I'm not allowed to say that word. Sorry, I found the issue.
Uh-huh, we're not talking about this.
I found the issue and I solved it.
But... apparently, according to the chat, you've spoken to Jack Murphy and solved the issue.
it all myself, bro.
Right, can we actually do the podcast now?
Fine. So, here's how the podcast is going to work. So, every episode, we're going to have G of the episode. Certified G. I'm going to certify a G from anywhere in the world. I'm going to certify them. So, any one of you watching this, you have a chance to perhaps one day be certified. But I've already got today's G. They're going to be certified. So, we're going to do the certified G.
Okay.
We're going to show how people are winning inside Hustlers University. We're going to talk about a little bit about how the War Room's conquering Earth. And then we're going to talk about the news, topical things.
Okay.
But we're going to do our own little spin on it because I'm the producer and it's going to be gangsta. So as the most professional producer in the world, the first thing I want to do is start by telling everybody, because I worked hard on this. So if you don't do it, I'm going to be a bit offended because I worked really hard on this. I want you to follow me and my brother on Instagram because look how hard I worked on this banner. Look at that. That's hard work, bro. Could you put a banner on a screen like that?
I mean, if I was sitting in your chair,
it wouldn't be that hard. You couldn't do that. You're lying.
Fucking amateurs.
Everyone keeps saying put the chat in slow mode. I don't even know how to do this.
Slow mode?
I don't know what that means.
Rule one of HU.
Toggle timestamps. Is that it? It can't be because everyone's still spamming the chat. Top chat.
Put the chat in slow mode. Come on, do your job.
I don't know how to put it in fucking slow
mode. I'm putting the banners up.
All right, put my banner up. Let me try and find out. Could someone tell me how to put this in slow mode? I don't know how to use this.
All right, so follow me on Instagram and follow Tristan on Instagram. I just swapped up the banner like that one time quick. I'm not like my brother. I don't fail when I'm asked to do something. It's just like pow.
Neither of us have ever heard of slow mode until just now.
I know what slow mode is, G. Slow mode's when like a chick catches you cheating and you know you're cold busted. And you know that every message you send her, she's sending to the other girl. And they're like, they got a little group chat going on now. And they're going back and forth. And all you can do is slow down. This is some professional game for the G's. When you know you're busted, right? Emotions are high. But you got to slow it down. You got to long it out. Because if it takes a long time. Wait, this is only me talking now. Pay attention. Let's get rid of your banner. Because you're in the way of my genius.
All right, I'm going to work out slow mode. Because you're just making stuff up.
No, this is true. You gotta long it out. So when a girl busts you and she's like, ah, blah, you're dead. You're fucking, I don't know, you're dead. I'll kill myself. All the stupid shit they say. You cheated. Blah, blah, blah. You gotta slow down the game. You gotta give her time to process her emotions. So you gotta start replying slowly. 10-minute replies. Or I'm driving. Be right back. You're busted anyway. She ain't gonna find out anything new. But by slowing down the game, it gives her a chance to like get over it a little bit. That's what slow mode is. You tell me you've never done this. When you get busted and you're like, all right, she has to wait 25 minutes for a reply.
Oh, sorry, I'm the king of getting busted.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what slow mode is. That's how I play slow.
Oh, shit. I'm flexing on FlexCam. My Cartier Diamond watch is in it.
No, FlexCam's for me, bro. It's not for you.
Yeah, but why have you set up this way? Then you can see my wrist when I'm smoking.
You think as producer, next episode, you will not even... I will make sure you don't fucking show your face on this podcast.
If you cut me out...
Ever again.
I don't care. I'll go to sleep.
You will never show your face on this podcast ever again.
Guys, I'm actually going to quit this podcast.
Ever again.
Enjoy the only episode that I'm ever on. Ever.
I'm the producer. I am the top G.
Okay, I've got a guy working on slow mode. My behind the scenes guy is working it all out now.
Is that the guy whose name we're not allowed to say?
Oh, yeah, you can't say his name.
James, yeah?
You can't say James's name.
Yeah, he's like, ooh. You guys have controversial content, and it might affect my other work.
Fucking amateur.
Schmontroversal.
Fix it, James! Right.
Slow mode.
Slow mode. So while he works on slow mode, I've told the G's about my slow mode ting. Now we're going to talk about, we're going to get it out of the way. We're going to talk about quickly how people are winning Hustlers University. Because the reason we're doing this is because I get so many messages. I get about 300 DMs on Instagram per hour. If I ever don't reply to you on Insta, I can't possibly reply. I have to scroll through. I look for the pussy. I snatch the pussy out. Bam, 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 bam. Put them in primary. Maybe some dude owes me some money. Put him in general. Send him a death threat. Bang, bang. And then it's just delete, mass delete. Because it's crazy.
Can you stop saying on our new podcast that you send people death threats? This, I like, aren't we supposed to be nice and clean?
Woo! So then everyone's asking questions. Hey, bro. I got a question about Hustlers University. What do you want? What's the question? I'm a multimillionaire. I teach you how to make money. What's the question you can possibly have? Like, what? I was just wondering if. Wondering if what? Just shut up and join. Stop being a, if you're scared of investing $49 in yourself to learn from a multimillionaire how to make money, you're destined to fail at life. I don't need to talk to you. But because we get so many questions, I have decided in my infinite genius to set up a hotline. There's a hotline now. So whenever I talk about Hustlers University or War Room, if you have specific questions, this is only for people who have questions about the networks, the Hustlers University and the War Room. If you have questions about joining them or you have questions and you want to be involved, then there's a hotline that you can, wait, official producing things.
Uh-huh.
There's a hotline on Telegram. Pow. At EM live chat, emergency meeting live chat on Telegram. You can message them questions about War Room or Hustlers University and they can get you all signed up head to toe. You can start making some money. You don't have to DM me anymore. I pray for the day I log into my Insta and it's just the pussy, just the girls. I don't need some fucking geek. Hey, bro, I'm a geek. Then I'm a geek and I was wondering.
All right, 60 seconds on that done. Message this on Telegram Live whenever we're on an emergency meeting and they'll answer all your questions about the network so we don't have to clog up our show with a bunch of questions in the comments about
what's Hustlers University was.
Exactly. Just message.
Exactly. Hustlers University is where you need to be. We're about to explain how everyone's winning. But first, because I'm the producer, I'm going to play an advert. You everything you need to know about joining the Hustlers University program. And the reason I actually do this, all joking aside, is I'm extremely proud of what I've built. What we've built, Tristan, you and I are going to basically conquer Earth.
Yeah. From nobody who starts where we are from ends up where we are. And everyone pretends that they did. They have no supercars. They're not balling. They weren't broke. They were living in a house where there was, like, you know, food. And they had a house.
You had food. We had no food.
You lived in a house.
You lived in a house.
We lived in a homeless shelter.
No, and me and you are basically going to conquer the planet.
Yeah, basically.
At our current trajectory, it's impossible for us not to become billionaires.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
B.
It's exponential. B.
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 And all we do is spend money. All we do is live the life.
All we do.
So I'm actually very, very proud of what we've built. And I'm proud of all the people we help make money. And I do that because people who resonate with my mindset, people who agree with me on the things I say, I want them to be rich. I'm not a philanthropist. I want the people who agree with me to be rich. I want all the people who hate me and go, he's a misogynist, to sit there broke. And okay. I want all the people who go, Tate's a G, to be flexing. And when someone goes, hey, how'd you get that Lambo? And you're like, listen, I'm in HU. That's Hustlers University. When that dork goes up and goes, hey, bro, what's your job? To those nice cars people, I want them to say,
job?
Job, Hustlers University. I don't need to work. So we're going to talk about Hustlers University a little bit now. So let me decide.
Didn't we just cover Hustlers University?
No, because we're going to talk about the wins.
Bro. I thought the point was to put this up so we didn't have to talk about it on our podcast.
No, bro. We're talking about the wins.
Okay, all right. Make it quick. Chat's in slow mode, I think, by the way.
All right. So, pow. Wait. As producer, I have many choices on how I'm going to do this. Because I am the producer. I need to decide exactly how I want to do this. Right. Here's what we're going to do. This guy, we're going to put on the screen.
Sound. No one heard when that.
They must have heard me.
Everyone saying no sound when you put that screen up. Apparently, it cut the sound. When the image was on screen, there was no sound. This is my job. I'm the guy who tells you what's happening.
So, wait, when that image was on screen, no one heard me talking?
No.
All right, then. As producer, I got a new idea.
Okay. Because they can hear us now.
As producer, I'll do this. But it just makes the screenshots like kind of small.
Okay.
But it's fine because it proves I ain't lying.
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now? They can hear us.
No sound with the image. Okay, good.
So this guy made 39 ETH since he joined HU.
39 ETH.
We already done the math. Bunch of money. 39 ETH since he joined HU in October. That's that. This guy. This. I'm going to put the full screen up quick. And then I'm going to talk afterwards. Boom. He's a lazy. Because you get two kinds of people in HU. You get people who join and want to learn how to do their own stuff. Like the guy who made 39 ETH. And you get people who just want to copy. He's copy trading.
Good for him.
This guy just copies the signals. We just tell him what to do. He just copies and pastes. And he made, let me put it back on screen. I don't know if the sound's going to work, but I'll put it back on screen. Boom.
519% off.
Yeah, and that's yesterday. Hate you is crazy. Everyone's making money in there. Everyone's making money in there. All you have to do is join. And it's a very, very systemized process when you join. You have to go through XYZ, pass XYZ tests. There's full support inside, et cetera, et cetera. But money's being made. If you have any more questions, you can message the banner. Because now I know that you can't hear me. I don't know what I'm doing. I admit it, Tristan. You're right.
All right. You admit it.
I admit it.
Finally, you admit it.
So if you have questions about HU, go to EM Live Chat.
And message him.
And yeah, because truthfully, if you're not going to invest $49 in yourself.
Fucking amateurs.
You're a fucking amateur.
So, slow mode is on. That's good. Everyone's saying, why can't they super chat? I think we're demonetized. Luckily, if you type a good question, I'll answer you.
Wait. Why can't they super chat?
No one can super chat, apparently.
Nice.
We're demonetized. We're not allowed to make money on YouTube.
Maybe I didn't play the intro enough.
Well, luckily.
Maybe I didn't play the intro.
Don't do it again. Actually, don't.
Okay, I actually won't. No, I promise. I actually won't.
All right.
Because if you keep doing the joke over and over again, it's just not even funny. So I'm not going to play the intro again. So anyway, I don't know why we're demonetized. We have to work out why we're demonetized. We have to fix that. Because we don't deserve that, do we?
YouTube know we're rich enough.
No super chats, doesn't matter. I mean, don't worry about my mother not getting any Christmas presents this year.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to go broke. This was actually our last ditch attempt to get gas money for the Bugatti.
Our last hope.
Now we're going to be broke.
Wait, you said Bugatti. We have to show the Bugatti.
Okay.
How do I show the Bugatti?
I don't know.
I'm not prepared a picture of the
Bugatti. You're the producer.
I'm not prepared.
You're supposed to. Now I can't even see myself on your screen now.
We have to show.
Can you press your haram button, please?
Haram. Why?
Don't know.
Okay. Haram. Where's the Bugatti? Here's the Bugatti. Pow. So what I'm gonna do is click this. I'm gonna take this.
Not even a good picture.
Oh, schmicture.
Schmicture is not a thing.
It is a bit of a thing. All right, what if I do this? What if I go? I know what to do.
For God's sake.
No, I know what to do. I actually know what to do. I'm gonna do this.
This is tedious.
So I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna do this. And then I'm gonna do this. And then I'm gonna do this. And then I'm going to go do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. See? You see the genius?
You're not logged in.
Okay. I don't need to be logged in. I do this, and then...
What is this, amateur night?
Yes. Then, look.
Click the one on the right. It's better.
Then I do this. I can't click it because I'm not logged in.
Okay. Well, you could see the Bugatti. People could see it.
Then they could see.
Okay. All right. We have 3,500 people. We don't know how to work our thing.
Can you imagine? I showed them the Bugatti.
When will Bitcoin reach 100? These, no, I'm not reading out any questions unless they're
good. No. If you have serious questions about crypto, then you need to be messaging EM Live and you need to be joining.
Yeah. Don't message us about this.
Yeah. So now we've shown the Bugatti, should we move on to G of the Week?
Let's move on to G of the Week. A lot of the questions that are coming up here, here are the kind of questions I'm not going to read. So on episode one, you guys are asking me things like, oh, how much can you bench? We don't bench, we whoop ass. Well, come here and lace up. Let's go.
True.
I don't believe in numbers. Yeah, I believe in I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah, same. I don't believe in that. Like, there's a whole bunch of guys who can lift weights who can't fight.
Yeah.
And I feel like lifting weights is kind of a bit like a cop-out.
I mean, you got to do both.
So we're about to do the Certified G segment to see who the Certified G of the Week is.
Certified G of the Week. Well deserved.
Certified G of the Week. I came from the cold, used to rest on the floor. I stitched up my wounds, was born a soldier. Flipping the struggle, I'm taking it worldwide. I came from the cold, used to rest on the floor. I stitched up my wounds, was born a soldier. Flipping the struggle, I'm taking it worldwide.
when the cold used to rest on the floor. I stitch up my wounds, was born a soldier. Flipping the struggle, I'm taking it worldwide. Came from the cold, used to rest on the floor. I stitch up my wounds, was born a soldier. Flipping the struggle, I'm taking it worldwide. I came from the cold, used to rest on the floor.
Right.
You played that three times.
Yeah, because...
Machine! That's not... I saw you trying to not play it.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I saw it.
Listen, I know what I'm doing, okay? I'm the producer. I know what I'm doing. So we're going to do the certified G of the week. So the certified G this week is... Who's at the door? Who's at the door?
Coffee.
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 Did you order coffee? Coffee.
Nice cup of coffee. Before G of the week. Perfect timing.
Could have got some booze.
Want me some booze? I'll get some booze. What is booze?
What, booze every podcast. Teach the world a lesson.
Woo! Wait, I don't have to do that myself. I have a button for that.
Woo!
Nice.
Right.
Well played, producer.
Thank you very much.
You know what? With all these haters in the chat talking about amateur, I'm now a full supporter of you being the producer because of all your mistakes.
I do shirtless podcasts. I'm a bad boy. I do what I want.
Why don't you have a shirt on?
It's hot.
It is hot. What? Didn't you set this thing up? Why is it so hot in here? Cameras, lights, what is this? Why am I wearing a suit?
That's the plan.
Put your robe on. This looks like a gay podcast now. Oh, seriously.
Okay, it is Versace. Right, so...
G of the week.
G of the week. So the G this week is the Kraken CEO. I've decided that the CEO of Kraken is a G. Because he lives in, like...
San Fran,
and he's a tech guy, and I expected him to be, like, full liberal, blah, blah, blah.
Turbo nerd.
It turns out, when you read his Twitter, he's... Based. Super based. So we're going to put one of his tweets up. But I can't put it on screen because when the image is on screen, no one can hear me for some reason.
Read it out loud.
I'll read it out loud. So he's talking about the thing that's going on in Canada.
Which
we're not going to cover because I don't want to get political on this podcast. I'll just get banned.
I love Trudeau.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so whatever's going on in Canada, and he's saying that, look, if the government come and tell me to freeze your wallet, I'll do it. So get your Bitcoin out of my wallet. Your keys, your coins. So he's literally damaging his own business and saying, don't keep your crypto on my exchange because I believe in freedom more than I believe in my own company. I respect that. Here, I'm going to put the tweet up now for you. There. I like that. That was pretty G.
He is willing to have people take millions, hundreds of millions off of his exchange, lowering his market share, his share price, everything. Just for the sake of not letting the government steal someone's money. I think that's pretty cool.
That's pretty G.
That's pretty cool.
And if you read it, he's all about how if you don't have freedom to transact, you don't have freedom to do anything else. And when they freeze your bank account, they're effectively freezing your speech because you can't talk without money. You can't go anywhere without money. You can't live without money. And he's saying that you don't live in a free society. These democracies are all false.
And well, that's what he's saying. We are not saying that on this podcast.
I would never say that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. But if you... If you agree with the Kraken CEO, perhaps you might belong in the war room. But that's not my personal view, but that's his.
Of course.
But he is a certified G.
He is a certified G.
So I'm going to put it up one more time. I want you guys to follow this man on.
Because everyone's saying, oh, I couldn't read it. Learn to speed read.
Speed read.
Nerd.
I'll put it back. So he's a bad boy. So his Twitter, it's on there. I'll put it up one more time. You need to follow him on Twitter. I'll read it out for you all. One more time. @JESPOW. Follow him. Everything he says is based. And I'm very impressed that someone living in San Francisco is based. I don't know why once you become based, you would stay in San Francisco. I don't know how that happens.
I don't know.
But maybe he's just a soldier. He's a soldier for the good fight and he doesn't want to abandon ship yet. Like we ran away to a based place. But and where we live is pretty based. It's pretty based where we live out here. In fact, I think it was it yesterday? I don't think I have the video.
Doesn't matter.
Well, we don't talk politics on this anyway.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, he's the G of the week. So what we're going to be doing is I'm also going to be choosing a hustler from HU every single week or every single episode.
Hustler of the week.
Hustler of the week. That's right.
Hustler of the week, certified G of the week. And that's going to be a constant with every single episode that you watch.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be talking about Jack Murphy.
No, we're not.
We are.
No, that wasn't even the plan on this one. Why would we mention him?
He's a masculinity coach.
I don't know anything about Jack. I met Jack Murphy once. Do you know that?
I actually had nothing against Jack.
Me neither. I met him once, and I managed to. We had no Uber, and we were on our way back to the hotel because we were in a big group of people, me, him, Cernovich, a bunch of people from CPAC. And I managed to convince two black dudes to give us a ride to the hotel with and they weren't our Uber. And that's the Jack Murphy story.
Nah, he's a nice guy. I had nothing against him. But then he went pro smack scene.
Oh, smack-sismation.
Smack-sismation. And I was like,
Yeah, because we said we're not going to mention the smack-sismation.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I'm unforgiving. I'm not going to lie.
We are unforgiving. As a pair,
yeah,
I will cut you out if you look at me wrong forever.
You can't be promoting that kind of global tyranny. And then whatever happened, and it's kind of just like, I feel like I just need to say Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy.
Do we need a button?
Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy.
Fucking amateur.
Woo!
Woo! We need a Jack Murphy button.
Jack Murphy button. James! Make it.
Stop saying his name.
Oh, sorry. Producer. Is he even the producer?
He's not. He's not even in this country right now. He's just trying to wing it from wherever he is.
All right. So we've talked about G of the Week. We've talked about how HU is going to make you a bunch of money unless you're an amateur. We've talked about your mate, Jack Murphy. Now we have to talk about news stories.
Now we call him Mac Jerfy.
Mac Jerfy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mac Jerfy.
All right, so what's in the news?
All right, what's in the news?
Got some news for you.
News for you. All right, what do we got?
Oh, do we need Dork of the Week?
Dork of the Week?
Dork of the... Nah, because bullying, we'll get taken down, man, because we'll go hard. We will go hard.
We would go hard. Wouldn't we?
Yeah. I once lectured my mother over dinner when she said the moon landings weren't real in front of like 10 people. I do not accept. Ignoramai around me.
One thing that did happen this week is if anyone, when I was talking earlier about how I'm proud of what I've built, I actually am, because what happened was the story is very, very short. I started with absolutely nothing, became extremely rich by myself through absolute tenacity. That's the one thing I have that nobody else has. I have unmatched perspicacity and indefatigability, and I'm tenacious and I'm compendious. I'm all of those things. And what happened is I went into space-time. I walked out into the universe and I attacked space-time.
I saw him do this.
I grabbed it by myself and I twisted it and put it in an arm lock and told space-time, you better make me tall, strong, rich, sexy, funny, interesting. You better give me all of it. I refuse to be anything else. Because you know why? No, now I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad now.
All right, let's go.
Because you know why?
Unleash.
All these other people on fucking Twitter and YouTube, and they're like teachers teaching shit, blah, blah, blah.
Preach.
We have it all. Why are you going to learn from the fitness guy if he's a fitness guy who ain't rich?
A bunch of people here are asking, by the way, and the answer is no. Is Andrew on testosterone steroids? I'm on loads of testosterone. You know what boosts testosterone by 15%? Smoking.
Smoking boosts testosterone.
It really does. I don't need injections. We don't take steroids, never. Ever.
I put my blood test on Twitter, and I'll do another blood test here live and put it on.
Live. We do not take drugs. So stop asking stupid questions.
Never taking testosterone. I don't take creatine, protein shake, none of that crap. You know what I do? I smoke cigars, I drink booze, I have threesomes, and I hit the gym, and I lift the weights like a G.
That's it?
That's it. There's hard no work. Secret. Hard work. That's all it is. But my point is, the reason we are so qualified to teach is because we're all encompassing individuals. And when you're all encompassing, what you can do is you can identify and teach the advantages of correlation between different asset groups. So if you have a guy who's like in really good shape, but he's broke, right? He can teach you how to get in shape. That's fine.
Cool.
That's good. But if you have a guy in really good shape like me, who's also rich, I can teach you the correlation between the two. I can teach you how money will affect your fitness. I can teach you how girls will affect your mindset. I can teach you all the different things. And then what I can do is I can teach you how to springboard from one to the other. We made our first money, webcam. We made our first money, millions of dollars, money from having girls.
Yeah.
So we springboarded. We excelled in one area and springboarded and used it in other areas. So if you come to me and you're in good shape and you have nothing else, I'll tell you how to use your good shape to get rich, how to use your good shape to affect your mindset, all these different things.
You ever heard the saying, first you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the woman?
That's wrong. We are kickboxers who started a webcam studio and got rich. First, we got the power. Then we got the women. And then we got the money. So again, on the flip side, if there's a fat nerd who has billions of dollars trying to teach you how to get rich, he can teach you how to make money, maybe. But he can't teach you how to be rich as a G, how to enjoy the world as a multimillionaire when you're tall, strong, dangerous, smart, sharp, all the above. So why would you learn from that dude?
That's right.
So because I got enough money.
That's right. So you got to learn from us. I can't remember my original point I was making.
Give me a woo.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, I was talking about why I'm proud of what I built. So once I conquered Earth and realized I'm the greatest human on the planet, I thought I need to find all the other G's out there. And I realized that if you're an actual badass and you're living life, you're not going to interact with cool people on the day to day because you're too rare.
Ever.
So I joined all these private network groups and they were all full of dorks. They may have been rich.
Geeks!
But they were geeks.
They looked like geeks.
They everything about them was a geek.
They like, spoke like geeks.
Maybe my wife will let me out one day. Like, you're a CEO. What?
You're worried about your wife?
Your wife.
Your wife won't let you buy a Lambo? You're pushing a Toyota and you've got 10M? One, you're still a bit poor. I get it. But buy the Lambo.
Weak. So I started the war room to basically put the feelers out there and attract a conglomerate of superheroes. It's kind of like Avengers. And now what's happening is, and I'm saying this to all the people watching, if you're ever in a high-end club or a high-end establishment, you might, very much like the bat signal, see a war room logo projected. So this was in, yeah, there's the logo behind us. You can see the logo there. And this was in Las Vegas last night.
About 12,000 miles away from us.
So that's what's going to happen now. We have over 1,300 members in 72 countries. So if you're ever standing somewhere and you see that logo projected, you know there are bad boys in the building. You're like, oh, there's war room members here.
Yeah.
We're conquering Earth now. So anyone who's not inside, you know what's kind of the way the world works. The world is very, very much player versus player. There's only so much money. There's only so many women. There's only so much happiness, right?
You have to take it.
I have to take it. I am super, super happy. That's why you're all sad. I took your happiness from you. Yeah. I have all of it.
Yeah.
I took it. It's right here.
Space-time gave it to us when we threatened space-time.
Yeah, space-time gave me your happiness. That's why you're sad. And as the war room conquers, unfortunately, as members enrich themselves, the only way that can happen is if non-members pay the price. You're either inside or outside. Very much like what happens with governments and organizations, all these things. As they enrich themselves, everyone else must suffer.
For every bottle of champagne I buy, there's got to be some Frenchman barefoot stepping on grapes. I don't want to step on grapes. It's true. I'm busy.
It's true.
I need the fireworks.
It's true. So I've got war room updates. I've got screenshots I can show you from inside the war room. But you know what? No.
I don't think that's even the point of the podcast.
No, it's not. So I just want to let people know out there that if they ever see the war room signal, you need to be scared. It's like Batman's in the building because members, we're getting bigger. We're conquering all the high-end establishments. I don't know if they saw what happened in Dubai. The king of Dubai and Ronaldo was in the same swimming pool as us.
Yeah.
Ronaldo, that football guy.
We booked the whole location out and the next day they were there. So they rented the same place out, but we had it first.
The king of Dubai was trying to flex on Ronaldo in the same place the war room was having at Summit.
There are only so many high-end places in the world. There are only so, no matter how rich someone is, Jeff Bezos could not buy a faster car than me. He can't. We are at the top level. He can't go to better places than me.
It's true. There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
So we just finished Dubai, and our next war room summit is actually going to be in Colombia.
Colombia. Mmm.
Woo! So now on to the most important subject.
The most important subject.
Firstly, I want you to explain why we call this podcast Emergency Meetings.
Emergency meetings are the foundation of our entire lives. They're the foundation of our organizational, structural capability to conquer the world. So the way we work is in our house. If you watch Take Confidential, by the way, put a Take Confidential banner. We have one.
Oh, hit me on the spot. Like, do we?
Well, you're the producer.
Here we go. Give me time.
Well, we have another YouTube channel called Take Confidential. Take Confidential is where you get to see our lives. Here you get to interact with us, hear us talk. It's live. But Take Confidential is where you get to see like an inner workings of what we actually do day to day. So.
Yeah, I found one.
All right.
I found one.
Quick, bust it up. Quick.
Quickly.
Quick.
That's Take Confidential. That's our lifestyle.
Yeah. And our lifestyle is very, very, very fun. I don't think there's a single YouTube channel where people are spending as much money as we spend, having as much fun as we have with so few subscribers. Because we literally whip out an iPhone and start recording when we're doing super cool things. Like, we'll be buying a $400,000 car, whip out an iPhone, record for like 8 seconds, and edit in with footage of us drinking and screaming woo. So
you know when most people buy like a car, they buy a Rolls Royce and they'll do an episode on it.
Yeah.
They'll do close-ups of the car.
Yeah.
And them in the showroom and talking about the features. And we're just like, yeah, okay, put on the debit card.
This one has heated seats.
Who cares?
Get over it. No one really cares.
Like we could be so geeky about Take Confidential and make it big, but we're just like minor.
Yeah, I know.
Who cares?
Yeah.
So that's Take Confidential. That's what emergency meetings are about. So emergency meetings are the fundamentals of our life. If you want to understand what that means, you have to watch Take Confidential.
And the topic of today's actual emergency meeting.
Yeah, because this is a real emergency meeting.
It's a real emergency meeting. Now that we've covered the format of the show, what you could expect to see for the podcast, we need to talk about, Andrew, how we are going to free Joe Exotic the Tiger King.
Yes, we do.
We need him on the show, and we can't have him on the show from fucking jail.
Did you know that he wants a divorce?
He wants a divorce.
Yeah, did you know that?
I did not know that.
All right, so first things first, while my Instagram's not on the screen. Let me log in.
Okay.
It's not on the screen, right? Because I don't want anyone to
see. No, it's not on the screen.
I don't see my password.
It's not on the screen.
Because then they'll get my hose.
They won't.
They will. If they got my password.
No, what they'll do is they'll snitch on you. They'll see the hose and they'll say, Andrew doesn't treat you right. I've had it before with the Player's Year.
Andrew. Oh, yeah, Player's Year. Talk about Player's Year while I do this.
Player's Year. No. Do I talk about the Player's Year? Yeah, absolutely. It's on Twitter. It's one of my last tweets. I once ran a diary in 2020 when I used to be a playboy. Obviously, I've given that up. Every single day, a brand new post, a brand new woman in my bed. It was the best diary I think ever kept in world history. And it's a free ebook available on Gumroad right now.
Is there anywhere else I can find it besides Twitter? On the website?
CobraTate.com/ThePlayersYear or /PlayersYear. Which one is that? I think it's The Player's Year.
Yeah, or they can message the
group. Or they can message the group.
EM live, the Telegram, they'll point you in the
Yeah, because I was simply the greatest. Obviously, now I've joined a life of Christ, and I've taken up celibacy forever. But Joe Exotic wants a divorce.
Yeah, Joe Exotic wants a divorce. I found this out today. I was quite upset. So let me put this on the screen.
Poor Joe. You got to free my man, Joe Exotic. I'm telling you.
Yeah, this is not the best, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's not the best, but whatever. This is his post on Joe Exotic's actual Instagram.
Okay.
At Joe_Exotic, and he says, Dylan Passage, I want a I don't want to swear. We're not allowed to swear. Are we allowed to swear?
Fuck yes.
Dylan Passage, I want a fucking divorce so I can get remarried. Let me know where you're living so I can have you served. And I know it's not Texas. So when Joe Exotic went to jail, his guy is now with this other dude. Cheated on him.
Haram button.
Haram.
Haram.
You can't cheat on Joe.
Joe Exotic. The man wrestles tigers.
You can leave him alone. Like, I think it's really unfair how the whole world loved his show and everyone thought he was funny. Like, fuck Carol Baskin, blah, blah, blah. And then they just left him to rot in jail.
That's not okay.
That's not cool at all.
Nah.
So I want to get Joe Exotic out.
He's an honorary G of the week, for sure.
He's going to be G. Bro, when he's out and he's on this show, I'm going to free him. People think I'm talking. People don't understand. I'm telling the truth.
We have resources. The thing about me and Andrew is, and this is where I'm not going to talk about this nerd. But recently, some nerd on Twitter was saying Andrew's name. What they don't understand about me and you is we can actually project force out into the real world. We're not just guys you could tweet at. If you tweet at us, things mobilize.
I had like five dudes fly from Vegas to LA with War Room t-shirts on, get an SUV, and pull up to his house. Like, that's who I am.
We can project force out into the real world. So when a G like Joe Exotic is locked up, I don't know.
That's right. So if anyone can save Joe, it's us. I mean, we're the only ones trying.
Yeah.
No one else is even trying to free him right now. So here we go. So here you can see on Joe Exotic's, you can see Joe Exotic's GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, nice. So everyone loved the show, but
no
one's helping a brother out.
No one's helping a brother out, but you can see all donations. We scroll down here.
Oh, it was at the top.
Was that the top right there? Right there. Is that on screen?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Emery Tate. 10 G's.
$10,000.
10 grand. So what I did is I sent my boy Joe 10 grand.
$10,000.
$10,000. So let him know I'm serious. Like, I ain't just sitting here talking. Bro, I'm coming for you. Joe, it's in the bag. I'm going to get you out. So I sent him 10 grand. His lawyer reached out to me and it's like, man, thank you for that. It's like, bro, that's just the start. Money isn't real. I'm a bad man. I'm up top boss. I got $250,000 from my boy Joe. We need to get him out. So he's like, all right. Well, he's running through telling me about how everyone snitched on him, how they've gone through his house, wrecked his house. You can look on YouTube. His house is abandoned. The park is abandoned. Everyone's abandoned poor Joe, and he's like getting sick. So I paid the 10 G's to show I'm serious. Next week, I'm organizing a three-way call. I'll record it between me, Joe Exotic, and his lawyer. I'm going to talk to him before I donate $250,000. And we're going to get Joe Exotic out of jail. And we're going to move him to Romania. And we're going to give him his tigers back. And he's going to be here live on the show.
Yeah.
That's my plan. It's right here now. You know I'm about it. I'm not a liar. So my mission is to free Joe Exotic. And the other thing I'm working on is I've been in touch. Anyone who follows me on my socials will know. I've already been in touch with, and I'm speaking to both of the girls who got Tinder swindled.
Tinder swindled.
So they're saying to me, like, he's going to be famous. I'm like, listen. Like, I don't want to.
He looks like a geek.
He looks like a
one.
Geek. So why did a geek fool you?
Yeah.
You got fooled by a geek.
Yeah, true.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, like, of course, these girls thought they'd get retribution. They thought this will teach him a lesson. He doesn't care.
His Insta's blowing up.
Oh, he's got attention. He's the Tinder swindler. He's cool now. He can say, hey, Tinder swindler, let me take a picture. He's famous now. You haven't hurt him in any way. And yep. I said it on my last video on Tate Speech, Tinder swindler. You need some real retribution. And those girls have reached out to me now. They both humbly came to me and said, Batman, up top boss, top G of the war room. I admit I need your help because this little documentary hasn't hurt him in any way. And I have fully legal paths to retribute.
Fully legal, always.
Fully legal. I don't need to break the law.
That's the thing about us. We are actually fully legal.
We're fully legal. So I said, there's a lot we can do.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot we can do. But for that to happen, I want you to come to Romania and come on my show so I can interview you both. And they're like, okay, but I'm scared to come to Romania. Like, scared.
You're not scared to send a bunch of money to someone who looks like a geek.
Yeah, you're not scared to give a bunch of money to some geek. You're not scared to get on a jet after one date to Bulgaria. That was where she went on her
Bulgaria?
That's like
Romania 1971.
Yeah, I'm like, look, Google me. You're safe. You're with the champ. 4 times world champion. So she Googled me and she was like, yeah, okay, I can tell. Yeah, you're safe. And then she Googled a bit more and she's like, well, you seem a bit misogynist. Listen, you want me to fix your problem or not? Because you ain't going to fix it. You've made your little Netflix. He's famous. You're running out of time. People are starving. They don't care anymore. They're not going to give it. They're certainly not going to care in a month.
True.
So your little claim to fame is running out. No one else is going to care. Just like Joe Exotic, I'm the only man left, like Batman, who believes in righteousness, who's going to go out there and do the right thing. I am your only hope, Cecile and Pernilla. It's only me. You need me. So I may be a bit misogynist, but sometimes you gotta work with the bad guy to catch a bad guy. So Cecile and Pernilla, I'm currently in conversations with, and hopefully they're gonna come here to Romania. She was like, why don't you come to Stockholm? I'm like, listen.
I've been to Stockholm.
Stockholm's done.
Done. Completed.
We've completed.
Check the player's year. I completed Stockholm.
Check the player's year. The level is finished.
Can I get a woo?
Woo!
Bro, you walk into Stockholm. We walked into Stockholm. Stockholm might be the easiest place in the world.
What, to end up with a beautiful woman? Obviously, I've left that life behind me.
Obviously. It might be. They're just like so like...
Like you talk to them, you have a drink with them, then you want to go home and they're like in your taxi for some reason. You're like, I didn't say to get in my taxi. You go to your hotel room, they're there pouring drinks. You're like, why is he in my hotel? And then they're naked and you're like, nah, well, fine, I guess.
Like, yeah, it's like they're... Every real G knows, right? If a girl talks to me, it's over. The only way you are safe from my powers is if I try and talk to you and you say no and walk away. But if you're friendly to me, I will make you laugh. I will famoose you. And over time, you'll end up being like, I want him. And the things with Swedish girls is...
Aikido.
Yeah, it's Aikido. And Swedish girls will talk to you. You'll be like, hi.
All
like,
day.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Yeah. And like,
oh, so, I'm naked.
Yeah. They want to be your friend.
Mm.
But they don't, after being your friend for like an hour, they just end up...
On their backs.
Yeah. I got Aikido'd. We need an Aikido button.
Oh, we need an Aikido button.
But they get Aikido'd badly. And then they're like, I got Aikido'd. And then they're like, I love you. Like, oh, of course you do. Of course you love. Of course you do. Oh, yeah, now what? Now you love me. And then they end up sending you money. So that's how they got Tinder swindled. So they tell me to come to Stockholm. I'm like, look, Stockholm's done. I have nothing left to do there.
If I go to Stockholm, I'm going to Tinder swindler somebody.
If I go to Stockholm, I'm going to have to end up repeating. I'm going to have to just repeat tasks that have already been completed. Because the whole city's been finished.
The whole city.
All of it.
We stayed there for 2 months.
Game over.
Can't say why.
Game over.
We just felt like going to Sweden for some reason.
Game over. Yeah. It was the only country in the world that was open for some reason.
For some reason.
And we went
there. And we just thought, let's go.
So I was like, no, you have to come to Romania. So they're still scared about Romania. They're looking me up. They think I'm a misogynist, whatever, whatever. But you need me. The whole world needs me. I'm that guy. I'm a bad guy, but you need me. Oh, I'm a bad guy and I say bad things. What other multimillionaire who owns a Bugatti is going to teach you how to make money? What other multimillionaire that owns a Bugatti and has my kind of connections that can project force around the world and send goons to some random guy's door is going to allow you to join his private network?
Or try and free Joe Exotic.
I'm the only one.
Justice might be a bit misogynistic, but people need justice.
People need justice. So it's literally like there's no other superhero. I'm basically Bruce Wayne. What is Batman's superpower?
Being rich and being able to fight.
That's all he has. That's all he has.
Remind you of anyone?
He's rich and he can fight. That's us.
That's all you need to save the world.
That's us. So we're going to save Joe and Zoe. I'm going to save Pernilla. I'm going to save Cecile. I'm going to spend my time just on a righteous crusade for justice.
You're the best man I know.
Thank you very much, Tristan. I appreciate that. Because ever since I cracked 100M, I don't need to make any more money and there's nothing else to do. So I am now on a justice. I need a justice button. I need a justice button. What? As producer, I feel like I need to play something now. To talk about justice. What do I have here?
I feel like there's a clip in Batman Begins where Ra's al Ghul says, justice is balance. I think you need to cut that bit out and just play it.
Or I can play me doing donuts in my Lambo.
That's not justice.
That's me in the Batmobile.
Is that justice? Does that represent justice?
It does a little.
I don't think it does. I think you just looked for a clip where you looked cool in your Lambo.
Just look, they tried to say speed limits and stuff, and I just turned up, just done a donut, like broke the speed limits. Justice. What are you gonna do?
I'm Brad Justice.
Ooh. People ain't ready for that.
The world isn't ready for that yet.
The world's not ready.
G of the week in 6 months' time.
Yeah, for sure.
Special guest one of these days.
Maybe we should make Luke a special guest.
Who's Luke? Your cousin.
He's your cousin.
Your cousin Luke.
He's your cousin.
Oh, the son of your dad's sister, Luke.
He might be my cousin.
He might be. Not my cousin.
But yeah,
I don't know a Luke.
I'm the last force for justice.
Never heard of her.
You know what? I'm going to FaceTime him and put him live on the podcast.
Not right now.
I'm going to work it out.
Let's
famoose him and FaceTime him and he'll answer the phone like, hello?
Hi, I was just in the metaverse. What's up?
He now knows it's going to happen. He's probably watching this.
Listen, Luke, if I FaceTime you and you do not answer, it's a straightener.
Justice.
Justice. So you either have a straightener or you answer the FaceTime.
Justice is a dish best served with booze.
Correct.
Isn't that the saying?
Correct.
I think I got it right.
So we've showed my Lambo. We showed the Batmobile.
We've spoken about our goals for this year. Free Joe's out.
So we have the two votes. So what do we need is we need an official one more time vote if it's top G or up top boss.
We don't need that.
And then we need an official up vote if what's the priority. Is the priority the Tinder Swindler girls or freeing Joe's out? So let's do first. Let's do one for up top boss, two for top G. Let's do this now. Let's get this settled. In the chat, one for up top boss.
Wait, I think I could do something.
You can do a poll.
Top G? What is it?
What do you mean, what is it? Up top boss or top G?
I'm a G. I'm a G.
All right. I think I just made a poll.
People can vote?
Yeah.
All right. Are they voting? Why?
They're not voting yet, but they should be able to any second. Up top boss or top G?
Wait, is there a poll? That would make you a pretty good producer if you did that.
Well, now here we go. Top G, 78%. No votes for up top boss yet.
All right, this is important. All right, so we're gonna give it a few minutes. So we need to play a video while they're voting.
So no, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Stop playing these videos.
No, I'm producer.
I am on this podcast to talk to the people. If they want to watch our videos, they can go to Take Confidential and see our lifestyle. There's no need for the videos.
We need everyone to vote.
But they're voting already.
No.
Top G's winning.
Everyone, when you're finished voting, the video is going to be over. We need everyone to vote. Should we play the video of our pool party? Remember our pool party last year?
I do remember that. About half of these girls don't talk to me anymore.
You like to play your own game. Cover it up, don't let them know what you're thinking. I bet you never tell them how it feels. How it feels.
Turn off.
Some video of us suplexing some whoopies. Dude, should we explain the word whoopie?
No. Top G wins.
No, wait. You don't know what whoopie means?
No. Ending the poll, Top G is officially your name, I guess.
I'm now officially Top G.
Right. Now.
No, not now. No, we got to stop for a second.
Do we?
Yes. Gucci. I got a message. All them girls to change their name to Top G. Like, this is an hour. I'm like, listen, send me the screenshot. Show me Top G. What emojis did you put? I put a heart. Is that it? Unoriginal. Didn't try. Demoted. I want work. Top G is the new name. I'm the Top G of the war room. Top G.
Her name is Jessica, and she used to work for me a long time ago. And she made me loads of money, and I don't talk to her anymore.
Who's it?
So everyone, someone asked who the girl with the big tits is in the video.
Yeah. So I'm Top G. So that's the first poll done.
All right. Right. Poll number two.
Poll number two.
We're doing polls every. I didn't even know I could do this. I'm learning on the fly.
Right. So we're going to save the Tinder swindler girls, or we're going to save Joe Exotic. Because I'm Batman, but I've got limited resources. I only have so much time. I have unlimited money, but I have a certain amount of time.
Right, let's go.
Let's go. New poll.
Poll number two.
Poll number two. Start voting.
What's our mission? Who are we going to save?
How many likes we got?
Likes on the thing. I don't, 2.3K? That's rubbish. Press the button more, people. Rubbish.
Yeah, you should like
the video. It's a little bit rubbish. You should like the video. It's good for us, I think, somehow. I don't know. Follow us on Instagram. And then like our stuff. Ooh, it's close. 50-50. 51% of Joe Exotic right now. The votes are still coming in.
It's exciting.
Live commentary here. Joe before hoes is...
Joe's before hoes.
Joe's before hoes.
Maybe. But them girls, like, I could go, like, go snatch him up from Israel. Just, like, come up from behind it. Come here! Yeah, your enemies are here.
Yeah, your enemies.
Turned up.
Exactly.
Strapped.
About to get swindled.
I'll swindle you.
IRL swindle.
In real life swindle.
Ooh, no one wants the IRL swindle.
If you don't want to get swindled by the Tates in real life.
Look, man, back when I was a playboy, I was so good at dating apps. They used to call me the Bumble Humbler.
The Bumble Humbler.
I used to make these bitches cry. Back in the day, before I converted to Christianity and became a good man. That's why all those girls from the pool party, I'd lost touch with a lot of them, you know. I go to church too often. I'm always praying.
Happens.
Yeah, it happens. But I'm much happier and more fulfilled in my life.
Bumble Humbler. I like that.
Yeah, the Bumble Humbler. That's what they call me.
What are we on? 52% to Joe Exotic.
I think Joe Exotic might be the way.
How many votes are we on?
When he's out, he could be the grinder finder.
Nice.
Nice.
He does want a divorce.
He does want a divorce. The grinder finder. Come on, Joe.
How many votes?
Time to put that pimp glove back on. I think the science is settled. I think that at 1,584 votes, the winner, I'm going to end the poll.
No, don't end it.
All right. It's close. It can go either.
At 2,500 votes, we end it.
No one's going to vote. People aren't voting. Oh, hey. Wait, it's close. It's 51-49.
So I mean, you can't end it too early.
You can't end it. But I'm Joe's before hoes myself.
All right, we'll give it one more minute.
I'm sorry if you're watching Pranilla and whatever. Don't play videos.
One more minute.
No one likes the videos. No, don't, please.
No, but this
is everyone's voted against the videos.
Let me explain this video.
No, who cares?
This is when I went to the car wash in my 720S.
That has nothing to do with the fucking poll that we're doing right now.
And
zero.
I said to the car wash guy,
this is not
okay. I'll give you the contract to clean all my cars. Listen, at the time I only had 15 or 16 cars, which isn't that many.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'll give you the contract to clean all my cars every week, which is worth like a lot of money because I do valet in.
Videos are boring.
It's like $1,000 a week.
Tristan's right.
And I said, but I want hot girls to clean my cars only. So I got a car wash to specifically get models to clean my cars, even though they didn't do as good a job as the men, just because I'm a G like.
All right. I'm getting some of the clips are essential. So you go on, please. Let me read one of the comments to sum this up. It's now 50-50.
See, you tried to end it.
But one of the comments is completely right. They're just broke. he's in jail, Joe's before hoes. So I kind of agree with that guy. And here's the thing. These people watching, like, God bless all of our followers, but you're not actually the boss of me and what I do. So I don't actually really have to listen to this poll.
I think we should. I don't know. I kind of want to get the swindler. I want to rock up on him. It's been a while since we kidnapped anybody, bro. Remember the olden days?
We have never kidnapped anybody. These messages are for entertainment purposes only.
Remember the olden days with the blacked out van and the balaclavas? Just rock up on it. Just like, boom.
Entertainment purposes only.
His mom's like, stop.
We're playing characters. We're actors. These aren't even our real names. Tinder? YouTube. He's making things up for dramatic effect.
Israeli extraction. We'll have the jet on the runway. Drag him on.
We could. I mean, I miss those hypothetical days too.
Exactly.
The good old days.
The good old days.
That didn't happen because we made that up. Of course we did. YouTube. Entertainment purposes.
Why are you so scared of YouTube? I'm scared of YouTube.
No, but they're just after one episode, they're going to axe us.
I'm the top G.
You're going to do
nothing.
You're going to be the top G on Instagram Live with no podcast studio in a minute.
I'm the top G.
I think it's 50-50.
I'm the top G. So it's 50-50. So we have to say both.
50-50.
We have to say both. All right, cool. We have to say both. And the poll. Say both. We have to say both.
50-50. Joes and hoes.
You got to say the Joes, got to say the hoes.
Got to say the Joes, got to say the hoes.
So I have a lot of work to do as Batman. So for that reason, I'm going to play a very...
No. Listen, they've had enough of videos. I think we just say goodbye. We call the podcast an end. How long has this been? I think everyone's had our dose of entertainment. No more videos. No more videos. You gave them 4 introductions. This is ridiculous. It's honestly ridiculous. You know what? Let's do a poll. More videos or no more videos. Because, you know, if you want to listen to these people so much, no more videos. More videos. Now, community, don't press more videos just to annoy me.
We need more videos. Oh, yeah. We can't do more videos. We can do unlimited polls. Your job you can do, but I'm not allowed to play. Do my thing.
I've done 3 polls.
Bro,
you've done about 1,865,224 videos so far. Where are you going? Where are you going? Wrong camera. You're literally showing wait. That is correct. What is this? It's super out of focus. You have no idea how to use this equipment. No more videos, 62%. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen at home. Well, probably gentlemen. We're misogynists, apparently, for entertainment purposes only. So no one's going to actually watch this. Oh, and now it's focused. It focused for half a second. People got the picture. People got the picture.
You want a G?
All right, but the videos lose. People are tired.
The video was going to be a good one.
No, they're all okay, but no one wants them.
No, the video, they do want them. It was going to be about how I attacked the universe. It's not going to be nothing else. It's going to be a video about how you can attack the universe.
No.
I specifically made it. How? Okay, no. All right. If you want to do polls, do one more poll. Because it got to be fair, because I don't know what video it is.
No, but...
Do last poll.
The poll's still open. No, you've told
this.
Them.
Close
and
this one. Close
no, because they voted.
No, they didn't know.
The people have spoken.
Close and we'll do it again, and then we'll respect the vote.
This is... Okay.
Respect the vote. Okay. I have a video that explains how I went into space-time and grabbed space-time with my bare hands and forced it to make me rich and powerful and strong. Do you want to see that video so that you can repeat my success? Or do you not want to see that video and not understand?
All right, it's space-time video or Tristan is right.
All right, space-time video. That's what I have. It's either space-time video or no space-time
video. Or Tristan
is
right.
And we'll respect the poll.
Okay, we will respect the poll.
We'll respect
the poll. Because I think we've done a lot of videos because we're a bit excited. We loaded them all up. We have videos. We thought maybe we'd do one per episode. You just keep playing videos. People get to... you know what? I'm sick of you people. What?
What are you saying about videos?
You're now you're trying to annoy me. I'm seriously, I'm going to quit this podcast.
On day one.
You're going to lose your co-host.
I got videos. I'll just keep calling.
Well, they voted for the video now.
I'll just keep calling Luke.
Why are you people doing this?
Because they know that you have to attack space-time.
That you
you need to find out the secrets of the universe. You need to go into space and grab space-time, grab the fabric of space and tear it open and rip the money and hose out. I know how to do that.
You know where this podcast studio came from? a wormhole. I created that.
Exactly.
This was a room, and I wrestled through a rupture in space-time and dragged this out of the wormhole. That's how we got this, by the way. So correct. I guess, seeing as you voted, Andrew could play his video. Yeah, no more video, but the poll speaks.
Okay, so this is actually a very important video, guy. This is not about joking. It's going to seem like I'm not being serious, but I mean everything I say. So please pay attention to this video because it will change your life.
Let me tell you something about the universe. The universe is all around us. Even this air right here is a universe. And what I do, this is how I made $500,000 today, is I grab the universe right here. I grab the universe and I squeeze and force. I force the juice from the universe. This is why I'm so fucking juicy. I can do these things. I grab the universe and I squash and force everything I want from it. So if I want to be good at fighting, I just go and I grab the universe and I force it to give me the skill I need. And I force the pussy and the money. I squeeze the universe just like this and it all comes out. But what is Newton's third law? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Correct, that's the third law. So, if I am a man of action, if I'm a man of force, and I force myself into the universe must have an equal and opposite reaction. Which means if I force my power into the universe, and I focus all my energy on being sexy as fuck, the only possible reaction from the universe is tons of pussy. How can that not be true? Newton said it. So it's equal and opposite reaction. The more you put in, the more comes out. And it's the same with pussy, money, everything. So if you want more girls, you need to put more energy into the universe. So my question to you is, how are you putting energy into the universe? Is it just from typing on the computer, or are you doing things? Are you lifting weights, going places, doing things? If you force your energy into the universe will give you back. This is how I know I am one of the greatest men on the face of the planet. Lord High Jah protected me. The universe has told me the amount of sheer energy I have forced into the fabric of the cosmos. Stop, pause, and rewind. The amount of sheer energy I have forced into the fabric of the cosmos ensures I'm one of the greatest humans to ever walk the face of this planet. And that is why girls get naked on command. Now you can do the same thing. Energy in. Newton's third law. Print it out, put it on your little wall. Next time you're about to jack off, think, am I putting energy into the universe, or am I just putting sperm all over my pants?
So, those are the secrets to the universe, ladies and gentlemen. The final line is very important. Next time you're about to jack off, think, am I forcing energy into the universe and forcing it to reply with plentiful goodies, or am I just putting sperm all over myself like a loser? Think about that. Think about it
carefully. And in fact, I actually want you to do that. Next time you drop your pants and load up your favorite Pornhub subscription site, think about what you're doing.
Think about why you're poor.
And imagine if you could see yourself through your own window.
Exactly.
How ashamed would you be?
Correct. So there's no need to do that.
So I think we move on to a Q&A. Now, before we do the Q&A, let me just say that every question said up until this point has completely sucked. So the Q&A, I'm not going to answer your questions unless they're good. So now is the time to come up with good questions that I think are worth answering.
I'm only answering one question.
One question.
One question.
Okay.
You don't ask the top G more than one question.
Okay, well, here's a question.
So you choose, no, you I've, choose
I've,
the one
I've question. Got one. I've got one. I've got a question. Everyone's now asking serious questions, but I've got a question. It's a yes or no. Can we please get the intro as the outro?
Yes, you can.
Okay, boom.
No problem.
Okay.
And that's the end of the Q&A. Thank you very
no,
much.
Wait, no, that, wait. Don't I get to answer questions?
Not really. Like,
what? You know, I think that's it. I think that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for the first ever episode of Emergency Meeting Live. There's going to be much more of this. Smash the like button. Follow us on Instagram. It's at Talisman Tate. At Cobra Tate, and you know, like this channel, share it with your friends. And
if you have any questions, we are still going to be live for the next 2 hours on Telegram at EM Live Chat. And to make your wish come true, good night.